Vancouver International Airport, YVR, continues to see some significant baggage and flight delays following several months of issues. BC's largest airport says it has seen a drastic improvement to the long wait times air passengers faced several weeks ago, but some travelers continue to experience issues. While many passengers report passing through security well under the recommended time, at least 2 hours ahead of domestic flights and at least 3 hours for international and transborder ones, some passengers have missed flights or came close to missing them due to sprawling security lines. In May, the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority, CATSA, which is the federal crown corporation responsible for all passenger security screening, said it was experiencing ongoing staffing shortages. While it made efforts to rectify the issues, Vancouver International Airport, YVR, noted that it was unclear when the situation would improve. On Monday, September 19, travelers flying out of YVR took to Twitter to express frustration about lengthy waits to clear security. "Missed my flight at YVR Airport this morning thanks to the most insane security line I have ever encountered. 2:15 to get through security and customs, what is going on? Hashtag Vancouver hashtag YVR hashtag airport delays hashtag YVR news pic.twitter.com/BQ6T5OCIUC. John Entwistle, at Entwistle Photo, September 19, 2022. But travelers also reported long lineups on the weekend, too. On Sunday, Cam Boychuk shared his experience waiting to pass through security for transborder departures. According to Boychuk, the CATSA's website that shows current YVR wait times was reporting a 25 to 30 minute wait when he lined up. However, he disputed their estimate, calling on the agency to improve its operations. In a follow-up tweet, the frustrated traveler appeared to have finally made it through security a couple of hours after what he described as an ordeal. He added that the plane was held for him and a few other victims of the mismanagement. Long lineup at YVR Airport to get through Gate E, USA departures. Entered line at 0705 hours. CATSA website says 25 to 30 minutes wait. I highly doubt it. YVR, CATSA and Allied Universal need to get their crap together. At Ally Universal at CATSA underscore GC. Cam Boychuk, at Cam Boychuk, September 18, 2022. On Monday at YVR, there were 190 flight delays and 12 cancellations, while Tuesday saw 134 delays and 7 cancellations, according to global flight tracking service FlightAware. Travelers face challenges getting luggage at YVR arrivals. Many travelers who are making a connection at YVR also need to pick up their baggage before they move through customs. Depending on the length of their stopover, they may not have enough time to get their bags if their flight gets in late or if their luggage is delayed. Over the weekend, Bruno Philippi, who flew with Air Canada, took to Twitter to ask YVR how it was possible that it was taking an hour for his luggage to appear on the carousel. The airport's social media team responded in a tweet, noting that baggage is actually the responsibility of your airline, but that they could contact his airline and give them a heads up. "Hey at YVR Airport, how is it possible for it to take 1H for luggage to show up in your carousels?" Bruno Philippi, at Bruno Philippi, September 18, 2022. Travelers seeking Air Canada flight delay compensation or baggage loss compensation can visit the Canadian Transportation Agency, CTA. Resource. Also, new rules came into effect on September 8 that require airlines to provide additional refund requirements to customers who have flights delayed by over 3 hours or more. But an air passenger rights advocate told Vancouver is awesome that the CTA isn't acting in the passengers' interests. Find out why advocates say the regulations allow airlines to avoid paying refunds to customers. YVR told VIA that the airline has seen its wait times improve dramatically, although there may be some busy, particularly busy times, like Monday morning when the airport was experiencing unusually long wait times. The federal Liberal cabinet is considering whether to renew COVID-19 vaccine mandates and mandatory random testing for travelers, a senior government official told the Canadian Press on the condition of anonymity. The current measures are set to expire on September 30. With a file from the Canadian Press.